So I'm gonna give you the perfect cold open for us to start with.
Oh really? The perfect cold open.
I'm just gonna start talking. It's gonna make a great cold open.
I just recorded all of that. So
yeah, but you can cut all that.
No. Now that's the cold open.
You will cut all that.
No. That's the cold open. Whatever you're gonna say that's gonna be so perfect, that's just gonna go at the ass end of the show. So
yeah. And people are gonna be like, cold open? What does that mean?
What's the cold? Huh? What? All right. Okay.
All right.
Wait, pause. Wait, hold.
So let me tell you what happened with my goddamn rebate card.
The rebate card.
Remember that from a few weeks ago? Yeah,
I do indeed. All right.
That shit got revenge on me.
You should not have spoken ill of the rebate card.
I spake ill of it, and it got its revenge.
It spaked all over you. So explain.
I was online for our last first-time parents class, two Tuesdays ago.
When you say our, you're not talking about me because I was not involved with the making of a child.
No, you were not.
That you know of.
Consider that a disclaimer, everyone. so I was online to get in, and you have to, like, show your ID.
Yes.
Because, of course, you can't go anywhere near, you know, a maternity ward without, you know. So – and I was also carrying a bunch of stuff, and I've had the rebate card along with a Starbucks card, kind of like not where credit cards go in your wallet because I've already got too many of those, but just kind of like, you know, where the money goes. I've got like two flaps in my wallet. And so one is for like my money, and the second I just stick like things like that in it. So I'm reaching for my ID and out tumble both of these cards, the rebate card and the Starbucks card. Now, I distinctly remember watching them fall out, hearing them hit the ground, and picking them up.
Uh-huh.
Okay? That's the last time I saw either of them.
Wow.
Okay? Now, I had already used a rebate card. I used about 30 bucks of it, so there was only about $20 left of value. But that was a week and a half ago. I cannot find hide nor hair of either of those cards. And the Starbucks card doesn't count because it only had like $1.50 on it or something like that. But there was like $20 on that.
You basically flushed $20 somewhere and you don't know where.
Down the drain. Right. And I check my pants. I check like any place that the thing could conceivably be, and it is nowhere. So it got me back. You know, if I had gotten a check, I mean, theoretically, I suppose I could have lost the check, but that check would have gone straight to the bank. It would have been in my account. But because it was something other, because it was like something extra I had to carry in a different way, in a different place, it got lost. And here's the interesting thing.
All right.
I was trying to think, what's better? Like if somebody picked it up and then used it, or if I, you know, if it fell down a sewer grating, or if it's somewhere where like nobody will ever, you know, it'll never see the light of day again. And I think I'd rather have somebody have found it and spent it, because at least that way the motherfuckers who sent me the rebate don't get to keep the money.
Hello and welcome to Facts Are Meaningless. My name is Eric and this is
– I'm Franz McGillicuddy. Oh, wait, that's not right.
No, that's what we're going with for the rest of the program, if not the rest of your life. Franz McGillicuddy.
All right, call me Franz.
My name is Eric. This is Franz. No, that doesn't
and
work.
And we are here to – oh, God, we're going to do 80s references?
Wow.
Lamer. That's lame even for us.
Maybe next we should bob our heads to, what is love? What's the name of that?
See, that's 90s.
Oh, was it? What was the name of that skit?
The movie was Night at the Roxy.
Night at the Roxy. Yeah, that's what it was. You know,
I don't know what the
Roxy Boys. I don't know what they were called. Yeah, that was a fine example of SNL trying to make something out of nothing.
Right. Which they're about to do again. Hello, MacGruber.
You know that MacGruber might actually play. Really? I think that has some potential. Do you see the stuff they did at the Super Bowl night with or was it Super Bowl? I don't know. It was with Charles Barkley. That was pretty awesome.
Super Bowl? No.
No, I don't know if they were. Yeah, I think it was Super Bowl. They just had a recurring bunch of commercials, or fake commercials, and it was MacGruber and
No, I did not see those, and I watched the Super Bowl because apparently those were like papered over by local crap down here.
Oh, well, they're probably on Hulu then. All the commercials.
Oh, maybe.
Well, were on Hulu, but it was really good because MacGruber never got Charles Barkley's name, his character name, right. You know, and he just kept getting yelled at. And
wait, actually, wasn't Barkley?
That might have been on this. That might have been on the show. Yeah, it might have been on.
Yeah, he hosts the show because I remember there was like a whole racial thing where he kept calling him Jamal or something like that. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. But see, now this is interesting because if you subscribe to the philosophy that short SNL skits don't translate well into feature films, then MacGruber is like the shortest of the short skits. So they really need to extend that shit past, 15 seconds?
Yeah, but I mean, I think this has potential to work as well as, say, an Austin Powers. And God knows they're going – you know, that wasn't an SNL thing to start with, but it could have been easily. Right. And did you hear they're making a fourth Austin Powers movie?
Oh, that's actually good news. I love Austin Powers.
Well, dude,
although like most movies, like the first one was amazing, the second one was good, the third one was meh.
Yeah.
So the fourth one, I don't know. I mean, it's been a while, so maybe they've recharged themselves. But
yes, after the Love Guru and the Cat in the Hat, I'm sure.
Oh God, the Love Guru. The Love Guru was like, ugh. I mean, it had so much potential. That was a perfect example of the movie that the trailer is the best part of the movie.
Yeah. Now, you want to see something funny? I will tell you the movie you need to see for the funny.
What?
Hot Tub Time Machine.
It's on my queue.
You shouldn't wait. You should go to the movies with all the drunk people you can find.
Hell no.
Come on.
I do not go to movies.
I know. You don't go to movies. See, you can bitch me about not having people, but you should go to the movies.
I don't go to movies, and I've got 7 or 8 free, unrestricted movie passes from Giving Blood, and I still don't go to the movies. Wait, how much I hate going to the movies.
What theater are they for? Regal? Send them to me.
Okay.
Because I give blood and I get nothing but Oreos for it. I want movie passes.
I get those too.
Well,
I get Oreos and like apple juice, which don't go well together.
You're a bastard. Send me your movie tickets. I will take them. You sure they're for Regal?
I'm pretty sure they're for Regal, yeah.
All right, cool.
I mean, I'll have to double check because like I said, the last movie I went to was Star Trek. When was that? Almost a year ago?
About 11 months ago, yeah.
And the last movie I went to before that was probably an equivalent gap.
The last movie before that that you went to was probably Hunt for Red October.
No.
And before that, it was The Empire Strikes Back.
Not that bad.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and the one before that was Serpico.
When you were 4.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I really liked going to see The Godfather when I was 2. That was awesome. Yeah.
Or what's it, Dog Day Afternoon?
You know?
What are those?
And there's nothing better than Jaws when you're 6 years old. Oh, good time, Spielberg. Thank you for the nightmares.
I'm getting ready for my AM radio show. It'll be on AM radio, and it'll be in the morning.
Both AMs covered. That's good. Because I don't know if you can have an AM-FM show. Oh, wait. I guess you can.
Yes, you can.
You could also have an AM-PM show.
Right.
But you can't have a PM. No, I guess you can have a PM-FM. You can have any of those combos.
You can have any of that. Yep.
That's cool. Can you hear that beeping?
I'm going to say what beeping, so no.
Okay, good. That's my mother is trying to call me on Skype while we're recording, and I'm sadly ignoring her. Actually, wait a minute. I could answer. Oh, no, she's gone. I was going to say I could answer. We could have her on the show, but too late. I'll call you back, Mom.
Just so you want to hear a funny story about Skype real
quick? Please, yes. I'm recording it, so tell me.
Okay. So my mom's friend called me last week, and she had just started using Skype.
She called you on Skype?
No, she called me on the PSTU. Is that right? PSTN, sorry.
PSTN or
POTS. She called me on POTS.
On POTS. I was going to say, POTS. POTS.
Right.
And yes.
Enough acronyms, everyone?
I'm not going to define these either. Screw it. If you don't know them, you're dead to us.
So she calls me, and she had said that she had just started using Skype, and she had been because she has relatives in Belgium, and she had contacted her brother, and he could see her, but he couldn't hear her.
Okay.
And she could hear and see him just fine. So she told me that she was using a camera, an old camera that somebody had given her.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, that was the issue right there, but I didn't really hear it. And I assume that, there was some issue with the default microphone and Windows or some kind of, how all kinds of issues we have with Skype and switching the audio.
So let me guess. So my guess is either one, her camera didn't have a microphone built into it, or two, the brother has no speakers.
It was the first one, former.
It'd be funnier if the brother had no speakers.
That would have been funnier, but it was still pretty funny because when she said old camera, I'm thinking 3 years old, 5 years old. One of the first things I had asked her, she said it was a Logitech. And I said, is there any kind of model number or anything like that anywhere on it, behind it, underneath it? And she said no. But I didn't think seriously enough that it would be really old. Do you know – you might remember this. It was actually like 10 years old. It was one of those Logitechs that was just a ball was on the plastic triangle.
On the triangle. Yeah, I had one of those.
Yeah. So it literally did not have a microphone. I mean, it was really old. Wow. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I sent her a link on Amazon for a nice, shiny new one, and it's all straightened out. But I just thought that was funny because sometimes it is literally the simplest thing that it could be.
Yeah. People have old hardware laying around, and they think that this stuff should last forever and ever sometimes. And
Yeah.
It takes old coots like us to say no.
I can only imagine what the video quality must have been. It must have been like 3 pixels by 2 pixels or something like that.
But when you see that in Belgium coming from the United States, you're like, wow, I'm living in the future. Where's my jetpack?
Yeah. No, actually, didn't we just get through saying that like everybody's got better broadband than us?
That's true.
So.
But, that's why you're happy at all when anything comes from the United States, even postage stamp size, because, hey, you're moving at 2 frames a minute. That's great for the United States' crappy broadband.
Right. Thanks it's still so kind much. Of amazing that we're able to converse like this, without
– I know.
Without a major technical undertakings.
I know. It's – but – and this is so easy. Using Skype is like such a breeze, and my family has all embraced it. But there's still like certain – like my uncle hasn't used it yet. Because he doesn't have a camera, and my mom and dad are going to go see him in May and hook him up with a camera, and he's going to be, like, shocked at how easy it is, I'm sure.
Yeah.
My friend Giff just called me on Skype yesterday for the first time. He just set it up. He's like, he's saying, oh, I'm 5 years behind everybody. And I'm like, well, to an extent, but then again, at least you, just installed the software and just, boom, you were on it. And, it's not that hard, but lots of people are scared.
Not only is he 5 years behind everybody, he's even like 6 months behind Oprah. Because didn't she do a big episode on Skype not too long ago?
Well, let's let the record show that Joe still watching Oprah.
No, I'm not watching Oprah.
You're a liar.
Somebody told me that, so tell me about the Skype. I saw it on Oprah.
Mr. I've got cable so I can watch Oprah and Ellen in the afternoon.
Hey, actually, Oprah's a good segue into the next thing I want to talk about.
Oh, my. Please do.
Now, as someone who does not have cable, I assume you have not been watching Life on the Discovery Channel.
life.
But you're not really into like nature shows and stuff, right?
The only nature show I watched in the last decade was Planet Earth because it got such huge buzz.
And, okay, well,
and that was I watched before I had an HDTV. So I'm sure I missed out on all the good stuff over on the far edges of the screen.
Well, just for future reference, at such time that you do get a Blu-ray player, I've got it on Blu-ray. So you can enjoy the high defininess of it at that time.
I don't think I'm ever going to get a Blu-ray player, man, because I think I'm going to go right from this to just streaming everything.
Dude, never mind streaming. Even Reed Hastings the other day said that he was going to be delivering DVDs for the next 20 years. as long as those bastards at the studio are going to put all those limitations on it and limit the amount of stuff you can stream in the first place, you're not gonna be exclusively streaming anytime in our life.
I got news for Reed Hastings, my old buddy, who gave me a free Netflix account for many, many years, back in the day when they launched. He's not going to be delivering us DVDs on Saturday anymore, and God knows what the post office is going to be like in 5 years from now. I bet we're going to have, like, Monday, Wednesday, Friday mail. So I don't think that CDs are going to be that fucking viable.
CDs?
DVDs. Discs.
You are backwards.
Hard copy stuff. Floppies. That's what I want. I want my movies on a 5 1/4 inch.
More like 50,000 5 1/4 inches.
I remember installing Windows 98, I think, was the last one with like 29 floppy disks.
Yeah, I think that's actually right. It might have been 28, but it was definitely in that neighborhood.
Yeah, well, the 29th was the emergency boot disk or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I remember having those floppies around forever and thinking, zip disks, that's going to change the world. Oh, wait, so you wanted to bitch at me about not having cable.
No, wait, back to life.
Oh,
back
life. All right. You wanted to bitch at me about not having a life?
No. But actually, you mentioned Planet Earth, and I'm quite certain that it's the same. It's like a BBC production. So I'm quite certain that it's the same people that did Planet Earth, and it may in fact even be the same footage taken. They said they had 5,000 hours of footage that they had taken for Planet Earth, and they only showed 12 of it. So I'm pretty sure it's the same, like, you know, barrel of material.
Life is the Planet Earth cast-off bad stuff. It's the bad version of Planet Earth, is what you're saying.
No, it's actually quite good, but I do have a minor complaint about it. And first of all, Planet Earth, when it was shown on the BBC. It was narrated by
Attenborough,
right? Is it Richard or
Sir Richard
David?
Attenborough? Yeah. Oh, okay. No, this might. Sorry, David. Richard Attenborough was the movie director. He directed stuff, and then
David Attenborough.
Sorry. Yes.
Okay. So it was he was the narrator on the BBC version,
and then
but
in America,
US version, it was Sigourney Weaver.
Yes,
which I was kind of bummed about, but she did a pretty good job.
Yeah, she's good.
But Life is narrated by Oprah.
What? But you love Oprah. You obviously watch her show and want to talk to her on Skype.
I do not love Oprah, and I don't understand why. I don't understand who decided that she should be the person to narrate a nature show. I mean, it's not about, you know, first of all, the show could just as easily be called Death as Life, because it's pretty much about, you know, animals killing each other and sometimes escaping, but more often than not, not escaping. But
I
don't know.
Was the BBC version narrated by somebody else?
I would imagine. I can't imagine that they would have Oprah narrating the BBC version. I can't imagine they'd have anybody without a British accent narrating the BBC version. But I would have, you know, compared to Oprah, Sigourney Weaver would have been a huge improvement, because there's just something about Oprah that just takes some of the, you know, some of the interest out of it. for me. I mean, it's not like she's going in, here's the llama, or anything like that. But it's almost
that bad. If it was that, I would watch it.
Yeah.
I would go grab it right now. No, but you know what the problem is that obviously what they want to do with this is get more women to watch it. And there's no greater attraction in the United States for women than to see Oprah saying things, because there's a chance they might get a free car at any moment. You never know when one will appear under your seat.
That might – you get a reptile, and you get a giraffe, and you get a lion.
Exactly. So it's all about attracting a different kind of audience. It has nothing to do with you. Now, if they really wanted to get everybody in the world, they would get the voice of God himself, Morgan Freeman. Because
– yes.
Let's face it. You don't overdub Morgan goddamn Freeman in March of the Penguins, no matter where you are in the world. I think even – Korea and Japan and Germany, and they probably still kept Morgan Freeman's voice and just had subtitles because his voice just is so mellifluous. You right. don't mess with that.
What does that mean?
It means it makes your spine all gooey.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not really sure. It just so I know that his voice is that.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman would have been good. Anybody, I think, would have been better than Oprah. And
even Ellen?
Yes. Ellen would have been great.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ellen making jokes about stuff while
we're
like –
talking about Ellen DeGeneres, right? Not like Ellen Travolta or something.
No. Yeah,
like
Ellen
that.
DeGeneres. Like making jokes like while leopards
is
are killing
– Is Ellen like – is she a one-name person now?
Well, I think aren't all talk show hosts one-name people eventually?
Well, I mean the show might be one name, but I mean is she like – is she self-referential as like I'm Ellen the way like Beyonce is Beyonce or
Oprah is Oprah? I mean,
or Oprah is Oprah. Well, yeah.
It depends on the context. I mean, in the context of how we're talking, if we can say Oprah and we say Ellen at the same time, you know who I'm talking about. Now, if we're talking about, you know, movies and I say Courtney Love and, you know, Ellen, you don't know who I'm talking about.
You could be talking about Ellen Chenoweth.
Yeah, could it be Ellen Page?
Okay, that's another good one.
You know, there's a few Ellens out there. So, yes. But, you know, in this context, talk show Ellen, if she was making jokes while, like, leopards and wolves are killing small animals, you would be okay with that, is what you're saying.
No, I don't think – I don't think she'd be making jokes about
it. Dude, remember when we went to Epcot Center last year?
Yeah.
All right.
Bangers and Mash.
Bangers and Mash. One of the things that was closed was the World of Energy exhibit where you are like on a car that is essentially the entire – and there's dinosaurs. Now,
right. And I was bummed about that because that was a good one.
But did you see it when Ellen was on it?
Yeah, with Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Really? They added Bill Nye?
Or – well, I don't – yeah, I'm pretty sure they went together.
When I first saw that when I was 17, it was just you in a car and dinosaurs screaming and growling at you. That's all it was. It was just cool. Then, 10 years later, I'm on the same ride, and there's animatronic Ellen DeGeneres making jokes about oil. Not good.
Wait, it wasn't animatronic Ellen DeGeneres,
yes,
wasn't it? Video?
She was in the video they did up front, and then to extend the horror, they put the animatronic Ellen DeGeneres in the fucking ride.
Oh, I guess you're right. I don't have a recollection of that, but I'm sure that's true.
If you
let's face it, this is Disney. They have animatronic everything.
That's true. I mean, yeah, there's just like a rubber skin on, you know. I mean, it was probably the same innards as Abraham Lincoln from the Hall of Presidents.
Right.
Horrible.
But see, now the reason I don't like Oprah, or one of the reasons I don't like Oprah, you mentioned like the giveaways and stuff. Yeah. Here's a perfect example. So remember a few years ago when she gave away, I'm using dick fingers as I tell you that. we should translate that, right?
No. Fuck people who don't know what dick fingers are.
All right. Well, when she gave away those cars, those Pontiacs.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like lauded and she got all this kudos for doing that.
Sure.
Well, guess what? She didn't give anything away. Pontiac did. And everybody that got that card got stuck with a tax bill. So technically, while they got something for nothing, they really got a bill. And,
yeah, but that's like
and
saying,
third,
that's like
and third, Pontiac died. So obviously, her ability to carry a brand or provide positive PR for a company is zippo. So she got all this undeserved praise for that when she really didn't do anything. It didn't come out of her pocket. And then when all was said and done, it didn't do Pontiac any good anyway. So – and let's not even get into million little pieces or
– oh, yeah, yeah.
Any,
well,
any of those other things where she was shystered.
Dude, let's just face the fact that Oprah has done more good than harm, if by nothing else, exposing Tom Cruise for the crazy fuck he is. Okay?
South Park did a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, but that was after the fact. Let's face it. It was it was all about jumping up and down on the furniture and showing the true colors of the crazy man.
Right.
So let us praise the Oprah. Praise her.
Right. Say it. Praise Oprah.
Good job. Wait, Capitalism, a Love Story? Is that like an actual movie?
Michael Moore.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. I mean, I haven't seen any of his stuff since what was the one that was really, really big during the Bush administration?
Fahrenheit 9/11?
Yes. That was like – and then after that, I don't know. It just feels like he's fucking trying too hard.
Well, I recommend that you get this movie for only one reason.
And why is that? Because he makes out with capitalism?
No, because at the beginning – or toward the beginning and then like once or twice elsewhere in the movie, he has a discussion about economics with his friend Wallace Shawn.
Really? And, do they do it over dinner?
No, they don't. But to hear like progressive economic views emanating from the voice of the Grand Nagus totally fucks with your head. I'm telling you, you've gotta try it.
Most people
the
sad thing is you and I will always think of Wallace Shawn as the Grand Nagusett, but most people are going to think of him as the inconceivable guy from The Princess Bride. Yeah. That's Wallace Shawn.
That's pretty good too.
But the reason I asked about dinner is, have you ever seen My Dinner with Andre?
No. I don't think I have.
It's a movie where it's nothing but Wallace Shawn having dinner with some other guy named Andre, and they talk.
Not Andre the Giant.
No. That would be fucking awesome. Wow. I wish that was a movie. That would have been great. Can you imagine? And I bet that was a running gag on the set of The Princess Bride. I have no doubt at all.
I just really think you should get a TiVo.
I think your hair's ugly.
Touche.
So there.
Don't you think it's weird? Because you were the one who loved TiVo, and then I wound up getting it before you, and you were all jealous, and now I still have TiVo, and you don't have it anymore, and you don't want it? There's something wrong with the universe.
It's not that I don't want TiVo. It's that, I don't want to pay for it, number one. I like TiVo. I think the interface is fantastic. I mean, I still have my DirecTiVo from DirecTV hooked up to this television because I still have stuff that I recorded on it over a year ago that I haven't watched yet.
Oh, good Lord. Send that shit to the Smithsonian.
I know. I really got to nuke that thing because the stuff that I haven't watched yet is already out on DVD on Netflix.
Wait a minute. You still got that thing working?
Yeah.
Is that the one you got from DirecTV? Like, literally from them?
Yeah.
Man, God bless you, because I never had a TiVo until the current ones that I have now, which have been very good.
Uh-huh.
I never had a TiVo that lasted more than two and a half years before the hard drive took a shit on me.
Hey, I've never had a red ring on my Xbox 360 either, and you've had like five of those, haven't you?
I've had five. I've had twice the red ring, and three times it was the drive that died, but yeah. Fatal injuries. You never had red ring?
Never had a red ring because by the time the one I had a red ring, I'd already sold it to my cousin.
Oh, right. Your brother had the red ring.
Yes. And then my
brother. He managed to fix it.
Yeah. By opening
up. It's compressed air. Oh, God.
Not even compressed air. I think he used a vacuum cleaner with a brush attachment. I think that's what he used. He could have sucked the chips right off the motherboard. But no, instead he made a perfectly working Xbox 360.
I still feel like that thing's on borrowed time, but, you know, I hope it lasts for him forever. But somehow I don't think it's going to.
Well, it's all borrowed time with these electronics. But, no, I completely understand the need, the desire for TiVo. I think it's awesome. But until I actually have cable again, which I don't anticipate ever getting again, I don't think I would need it or want it.
See, because shit torrents is not an acceptable way to consume media, at least not all of it.
To be honest, the best way to watch any of these things is to get the DVDs or streaming of a full season of a show. That is actually the optimal way to watch all good programs.
Right. But then you're totally behind the times.
Yes.
to quote your tweet from earlier today, you are late to the party.
This is true. But, you know, did you know that the first 5 seasons of Lost are all available on Netflix streaming right now?
I actually was aware of that, yes.
All 5. I mean, that is a gift from heaven for somebody who's never seen that. That is like, I wish I'd never seen them because I'd like to watch them. And I wish there were more shows right now that I was interested in that I have not seen that were like that. In fact, there's one I want to watch, and this is hard for me to say. I want to see Friday Night Lights because I think the first 3 seasons of that are all on Netflix streaming. And
what?
It's a show about one of the things I hate.
Oh, I know what it is.
Life, but I
know what it is.
I've heard good things about the show, so I want to see it.
Okay.
I know. I'm crazy that way.
Well, the show I want to watch is The Wire, and it is not streaming on Netflix.
Yeah,
nothing from HBO.
Nothing
is streaming
from HBO.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
However, you can rent it on Amazon for like $20 a season.
Well, just rent it. Just rent it from Netflix. It's on DVD.
Yeah, but you see, when you do it that way, then it's like you have to get the discs, and if you want to watch, if you want to have like a little mini marathon, you know, you have to accumulate the discs. It is a huge pain in the ass.
Oh, it's not that big a pain in the ass. Listen to you. I wish you were talking to you from 5 years ago. You know, the 2005 Joe would be like, "Well, whole show's DVDs, I'm in heaven." And you're bitching about it.
Because back in 2005, when I think it was you had sent me The Shield, the first 3 seasons of The Shield, and, you know, Andrea and I basically – I think we watched probably like 10 of those motherfuckers in one sitting. You can't do that when you're renting them on Netflix. Even if I got all 4 of my discs, you know, waited and, you know, spent several weeks getting all 4 of my discs to be The Wire, what's that? You know.
Dude, The Wire is America's fucking Shakespeare. You should just buy them.
Nah, that's kind of expensive. I don't want to buy any DVDs. It's like I stopped doing that because
I don't like buying them.
You know, I mean, I'll buy certain things. Like I buy the Pixar stuff. I bought Star Trek. Anything that's going to, you know, have a reasonable chance of me wanting to watch it again. But,
right,
I just can't justify buying. But I could justify renting. I mean, you know, but not for $100 to, you know, to watch all that stuff at my leisure.
All right. So as an adult who already has everything you will ever need in life, you should just ask for them as gifts for Christmas and birthday. And for your daughter, you know, at the baby shower, you should make
sure. Watch this, honey.
You know, you go and you register for her through – does Netflix have a baby registry? They really should. So,
no, they don't. So, Amazon does, though.
And there you go. Perfect. Amazon baby registry, Wire seasons 2 through 5.
Yeah, people don't even read that stuff when they're buying it, right? They're just like, what 8 things or 2 things can I get, you know?
Sure. It'd be like, I got $20 to spend. What do I spend, you know, that costs this much?
Oh, hey, The Wire. Exactly. It must be some type of a baby toy.
Yeah. Because children love Wire.
It's a wire. It's a mobile.
And in fact, why don't you add the movie Barbed Wire to the list and see if people want to buy some of that for the child? Maybe
Barbed Wire, you mean?
Is it Barb or Barbed?
You're talking about Pamela Lee?
Yeah.
It's Barb.
It's Barbed Wire?
Yeah. Why do I know that?
God, I don't know, man. I should know that because it's based on a comic and I didn't even
know. Yeah, I knew that too.
But Barb, so maybe if somebody sees that on your child list on Amazon and they think, oh, I'm not going to buy this online. People buying stuff online, it's crazy talk. Maybe they'll go down to the central tractor located near you and get you a bale of regular barbed wire for the child.
The central tractor? What the hell are you talking about?
Don't you have central? Well, you know, actually, I think that chain went under. What do we have now? Tractor Supply something or other. You don't have that down south?
TSC, Tractor Supply Corporation.
There you go.
I've heard of it. There's nothing like that here, or at least that I'm aware of.
Well, your loss. Been another episode of Faction Meaningless, and we hope you'll enjoy coming back and commenting and sending us emails and calling us and telling us that we suck. And we'll be back before you know it, probably before you want us to be.
Yes.
Adios.
Definitely.
Adios,
ta-ta.
Franz.
Goodbye.
That's, wow, we're old.
Llama! You're listening to the Eric and Joe Radio Network.
Ooh.
This bar has more sausages than Der Wiederschnitzel.